We present today the 25th episode of our radio drama, To the Ends of the Earth. The last episode told of Paul's time in Rome under house arrest, of his release and departure for Gaul, of the arrival in Rome of Peter and Mark, who witnessed the fire of Rome. In today's episode, you will hear of the aftermath of the fire, of Peter's letter, of Nero's accusation of the Christians, and the refuge of some of them in an underground tomb.
And this is what everyone is talking about, Paul. It's not clear whether the fire was accidental or whether it was caused by a criminal act on the part of the emperor. Nobody dared fight the flames. Attempts to do so were prevented by menacing gangs. Torches, too, were openly thrown in by men crying that they acted under orders. The terror lasted for 6 days and seven nights. It was surely the most terrible and destructive fire that Rome ever experienced. Thanks be to God, all our people are safe, though many have lost all they had. All of us here greet you and wish you well in your work. How soon may we expect to see you here in Rome? Your companion in Christ, Silvanus.
There, Peter. And Mark. Take a draught. It's wine from the hills. Father brought it before the fire started.
That's good. Thanks, Putenciana.
Thank you, my dear. Oh, yes, it is good. This should be kept for celebrating the Lord's Supper.
I'm glad you like it. Maybe we can get some more now the fire's died down.
Yes, thank the Lord it seems to have been stamped out at least. And our people are all safe. Mark and I have been to every house.
And Silvanus?
He should be here any minute. He was looking for writing materials. I must get that letter finished. We've been so busy with the sick and the homeless.
The Emperor's having shacks built for them, they say. But it'll take years to rebuild. Our city's a ruin. There are only 4 districts still intact.
And how many were there?
14. Oh, there's the door. I'll go and answer.
Ah, good. That's Silvanus.
Peter.
Yes, Mark?
I know this letter's important, but you won't forget my idea, will you? I'm ready to start any time.
Of course I haven't forgotten, Mark. The Master's words, everything he said, everything he did is here, inside me, engraved on my heart. We'll do it, Mark, don't worry. And your name will be known and loved by Christians in 100, 200, maybe even 1,000 years from now.
Oh, Peter. But it's not for me, you know. I don't care if no one remembers me. But the Lord's story, your story.
Come and have some wine.
Ah, Silvanus.
It's really very good.
Mark, Peter, all well?
All well. Here, taste this wine. Pudens brought it, his daughter said.
Good. Well, now, you want to get back to that letter, right?
If you're ready. You got the parchment.
I did, but I had to bargain a bit. Everything's so expensive now since the fire. Right, let's see now. We've got to... each one of you has received a special grace, yes?
Special grace. Now I remember. Yes. So, like good stewards, responsible for all these different graces of God, put yourselves at the service of others. If you are a speaker, speak in words which seem to come from God. If you are a helper...
Just a minute. If you are a helper...
Is everything all right? Can I bring you some more wine?
No, thank you.
We don't want to fall asleep.
Maybe a jar of water. I'm getting a bit hoarse, all this talk.
I'll go to the well with you.
Thank you, Mark.
So, where were we?
It's a blessing for you when they insult you.
Ah, yes. When they insult you for bearing the name of Christ, because it means that you have the Spirit of glory resting on you.
The Spirit of glory.
Good. Now, let me think.
Well, I don't know how to explain it. I just have this feeling that Paul doesn't care much for women, that's all.
Oh, that's not true, Praxedes. He met lots of women on his journeys, and he always had a very good relationship with them.
Maybe, but I can't imagine him ever marrying any of them.
Now, that's silly. You know, if he hadn't become a disciple, he'd have had a wife like any other rabbi. Mm. You should read his letters. In one of them, he says just that. I think it was the one he wrote to the Corinthians. He said, "Have we not every right to eat and drink, and to take a Christian woman round with us, like all the other apostles?"
Did Paul say that?
He certainly did. And he said that men need women and women need men, and that both come from God.
Mm. Mm. But he also said that women shouldn't speak at church meetings, but should keep in the background.
So they should. It's not dignified for a woman to speak in public.
Well, I know that, but supposing a woman has something important to say. I mean, isn't she a member of the church as well as a man?
That doesn't give her a right to speak in public.
But there was someone, who was it, said we are all part of the priesthood. Priests, prophets and kings. Well, so why not queens?
Oh, Praxedes, what are you trying to say? That women should be priests?
Well, why shouldn't they? If we're all equal in God's eyes.
That doesn't mean we can do a man's job any more than a man can do a woman's.
Oh, I think one day things will be different. I think women will speak in public. In the church, anyway.
Oh, you're dreaming, Praxedes. Can you imagine the men listening to a woman laying down the law? She'd be torn to pieces.
Well, the Lord listened to his mother when she asked him to provide wine at that wedding.
That's different. She was a special person.
I know. Oh, but oh well, it's no use talking, I suppose.
Ready, Peter?
Yes, we've nearly finished. Now, be calm but vigilant, because your enemy, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Stand up to him, strong in faith and in the knowledge that your brothers and sisters all over the world are suffering the same things. You will only have to suffer for a little while. The God of all grace who called you to eternal glory in Christ will see that all is well again. He will confirm, strengthen, and support you. His glory and power lasts forever and ever. Amen. There, that's it, Silvanus.
Ever and ever, amen. And the closing?
Yes. I write these few words to you through Silvanus, who is a friend I know I can trust.
What is that shouting?
I'm going to see.
No, Mark. Wait, be careful.
Don't go outside.
The Emperor, did you hear? He started the fire.
Who said? How do you know?
Come inside, Mark. That's a dangerous sounding crowd.
It's all right. I'm only on the balcony. What's that they're saying? Christians. Oh, look, there's the Senator, Putenciana's father. They're taking him away.
Mark, come in, quickly.
Someone's at the door.
It's Praxedes.
Prudenciana's sister.
Open the door, quick.
Praxedes, what is it? What's happening?
It's terrible. They've taken father away. Oh, you must escape quickly, all of you. It's a persecution. The city's in uproar. They're rounding up all the Christians they can find. Where's Prudenciana?
She's baking bread for tonight. We're all meeting here for the Lord's Supper.
I must go and tell her immediately. She must come. We must get away. We must hide.
And your father?
Oh, Peter, I don't know what to do. What will they do to him?
Why do they want the Christians? What have they got against us?
The fire. It's all because of the fire. The people said the Emperor started it. And they were clamoring outside his palace. And he came out and said, "What are you saying? I've opened my gardens, given you refuge in the public buildings, had food brought from Ostia, reduced the price of corn. I love you all. I love Rome. Why should I want to burn it? It's those Christians with their superstition, their love feasts, their hatred of humanity."
The Lord help us all.
Peter, what shall we do?
Where can we go? Do you know anywhere, Praxedes? You're a Roman. You must know a safe place.
Oh, Prudenciana. I'll ask Prudenciana. Oh, there she is. Pudenciana, our father. Father, Pudenciana.
What is it? What's happened? What are you all looking so worried about?
It's the Emperor. He's blaming the Christians for the fire. The people are going wild. They're calling for a mass execution.
The people?
Well, it's the Emperor, really. The people had this idea. He started the fire himself so he could build a new palace.
And he got frightened when he saw they were all against him, so...
He's found a scapegoat. That's what he's done.
And Father, they've taken him away, Prudenciana. He was just walking peacefully at home with me. I didn't even have the time to say goodbye.
There, Praxedes. Don't worry. We'll go and find him. Where were they going?
I don't know. They just pulled at him and I fell down and there were so many of them I couldn't see.
Listen, ladies, and both of you, Mark and Sylvanus, we must be practical. We must not panic. Try and calm your sister, Pudenciana.
But Peter, our father...
I know, child. I have a daughter. She would be concerned for me, too, I know. We must be sensible. We know we didn't start this fire. And probably the people know, too. But they're in a desperate state. Many of them have no homes anymore. And they're roaming the streets looking for someone to take out their anger on. And now the Emperor has given them a victim.
Our father!
No, Praxedes. Your father just happened to be there at the wrong moment. He's a highly respected senator. But they know he's a Christian. And he won't be the only one they'll find, walking unsuspectingly home.
Yes, when a crowd gets nasty, there's no knowing where things will end.
What can we do, Peter?
We must go and warn everyone. But first, you two girls must get away. They'll come back here and look for you.
I know where we could go. That old cemetery just outside the city. There's a tomb with an underground passage.
A tomb? Where the dead lie? No, I couldn't.
It's an idea.
The dead cannot hurt us, sister. And we will all be together.
And Father?
Don't you worry. We'll look for him. You go with your sister and any of the women you can collect. And what about your mother?
Mother? Well, she's still up at the villa in the hills.
Good. She's safe then. Thank the Lord.
For the moment, when a madman gets an idea...
Shh! Don't let the girls hear you.
Are we going, Peter?
No more fear, huh, Mark? Good lad. Sylvanus?
Ready when you are.
Right. Now, girls, Mark and Sylvanus and myself will go and tell our people to get out of the city as quickly as possible. Tell me, Pudenciana, would there be room for all of us in this tomb? I mean...
Oh, yes, it's enormous. It's got long passages. They go on for miles. You could get lost in them.
And how do you get to this place?
I know the way. The senator took me once. He said it might be useful one day.
He's a wise man, Pudence. Well, we'll meet there, and we'll celebrate the Lord's Supper. Did you finish the bread, Pudenciana?
It should be risen by now. I'll bring it with me. And some of that wine.
Good. Then that's settled. Till tonight, then. And the Lord be with us all. Godspeed.
Hush! Hush, my people! Hush! Shh! Calm yourselves! Why this fury against your emperor? Listen to me! It is not your emperor who did this terrible deed. It is the Christians! Oh, death to the Christians!
And the day before he suffered, he took bread, broke it.
Someone's coming. And I'll go and see. Ah, it's the senator. He got away.
Peter! Daughters!
Oh, Father! You're all right.
I'm all right. They let me go. But the Emperor's soldiers are rounding up every Christian in sight. It's going to be a massacre. Nero's planning a huge spectacle in the circus. It sounds terrifying.
They won't come here, will they, Father?
There's no knowing, daughter. The Emperor has spies everywhere.
I must go back. I can't abandon our people like this.
No, Peter, you can't. You mustn't go, Peter. Don't you understand? The community needs you.
But our people are in danger.
Poodles is right, Peter. You must stay hidden. If they get you, what will happen to the church?
The Lord will take care of the church. And I've already consecrated Linus to be my successor.
Peter, listen. If you go now, you will put everyone in danger, not just yourself, but all of us here, too. Wait till things have calmed down a bit.
It seems to be my destiny to run away.
It's not running away, Peter. It's being prudent. Don't you remember what the Lord said? Be wise as the serpent.
Gentle as the dove. Well, Mark, how you have grown in faith.
The Spirit has been working in me, Peter.
Well, very well, I will stay for the moment. But let us pray for our people in danger of their lives. And when our turn comes, we will not be afraid to testify to the Lord.
Our people have paid for this madman's crime, for all the emperor's largesse, and as you can imagine, his attempts to propitiate his gods did not suffice to allay the scandal or banish the belief that the fire had been ordered. And so, to get rid of this rumor, Nero set up the Christians as the culprits. I myself narrowly escaped death, as I will recount when I see you. But do not worry, the girls and I are safe. So also is Peter, and with us many of our friends. Alas, many others perished in that wave of terror. Arrest was first made of those who confessed to being Christians. Then on their evidence, an immense multitude was convicted. Not so much on the charge of arson as because of hatred of the human race. Can you believe it? Our faith, which is a religion of love. The perfect part is that, besides being put to death, they were made to serve as objects of amusement. They were clad in the hides of beasts and torn to death by dogs. Others were crucified. Others set on fire to serve to illuminate the night when daylight failed. I cannot go on. Dear wife, take care of yourself. We will join you at the villa as soon as the roads are safe. Christ Jesus preserve us all, your loving husband, Pudent.
You have been listening to episode 25 of our radio drama, To the Ends of the Earth. Taking part in this episode were Ken Belton, Jack Gillen, Maya Glickman, Buck Heron, Anna Mazzotti, Bruce McGuire, and Veronica Wells. The sound engineer was Tommaso Pallottino. The program was written by Jill Bevilacqua and produced by Sean Patrick Lovett in the studios of Vatican Radio in Rome.